USA Radio News.
One day after his party failed to pass a massive abortion rights bill in the Senate, President Joe Biden paused on Thursday to remember the 1 million people in the U.S. who've died from COVID-19.
1 million empty chairs around the family dinner table, each irreplaceable, each leaving behind a family, a community, forever changed because of this pandemic.
The president is calling on Congress to provide more funding for testing, vaccines, and treatments. Airline bookings in the U.S. dropped 17% last month from March, according to CNBC. In addition, an Adobe report shows that consumers spent $7.8 billion on domestic tickets last month, which is down 13% from March. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
A former president at the University of Michigan fired over a relationship with a subordinate has apologized to the school's governing board. It's part of a settlement between the university and Mark Schlissel. The deal guarantees him a faculty job, retiree health insurance, and other benefits, according to the Detroit News. But it first starts with a one-year leave and $463,000. The Board of Regents fired Schlissel in January. Former President Donald Trump dismissed conservative commentator Kathy Barnett as a viable Republican candidate for Senate in Pennsylvania. Trump said Thursday she'll never be able to win the November election. The former president has thrown his support behind Dr. Mehmet Oz. And a new study from the Virginia Commonwealth University School of Medicine says that the loss of smell and taste usually associated with old COVID-19 variants are less likely with new variants. This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke,
Fort Laramie.
Have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen.
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Firefighters are working to keep the flames at bay out west.
A wildfire that erupted Wednesday afternoon in coastal Southern California torched rows of multi-million-dollar mansions. Ryan Fennessy, chief of the Orange County Fire Authority, spoke to reporters late Wednesday evening.
The focus is to get into these homes, to really take a look at those attics, to get down in the vegetation, to really make sure that we're not leaving any hot embers in place so that when the wind does pick up again tomorrow, that we've missed anything and we have, you know, a rekindle.
Fennessy said at least 20 homes were destroyed as the wildfires spread to some 200 acres, driven by wind gusts and fueled by dry brush.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The number of new applications for jobless aid budged little during the first week of May. That's according to data released Thursday by the Labor Department. In the week ending May 7th, initial claims for unemployment insurance totaled 203,000 after season adjustments. The four-week moving average of weekly jobless claims ticked roughly 4,200 claims higher to almost 193,000. Jen Psaki is stepping down from her role as White House press secretary on Friday. She's not confirmed if she's going to MSNBC as previously reported. Psaki said she'll miss sparring with reporter Peter Ducey. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.